the attack on tobacco has also been traced to economic concerns. The Nazis, like modern American corporations, came to realize that tobacco-related illnesses could impact the hospital industry as well as the insurance industry. This concern, coupled with the increasing demands for healthy wartime workers, undoubtedly was an added stimulus for the anti-tobacco campaign. It is ironic to learn that some of the Nazis' most ardent anti-smoking activists, such as Karl Ashtel, director of Jena University's Institute for Tobacco Hazards Research, who committed suicide in 1945, were also virulent anti-Semites and supporters of euthanasia. This is a fascinating example of how social idealism can be subverted for tyrannical purposes. As Proctor noted, there is the fact that many of Germany's leading anti-tobacco activists were also war criminals. The Nazis' concern over rising cancer rates also resulted in a bizarre confrontation over the use of X-rays. The SS radiologist Hans Hohlfelder, who spearheaded an ambitious drive to X-ray hundreds of thousands of Germans, was trying to identify illness so steps could be taken to treat or isolate afflicted individuals, reported Proctor. Berlin's Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Anthropology, Human Genetics, and Eugenics founding director Eugene Fischer's concern in warning against overexposure was the longer-term genetic health of the race. Both were solid Nazis, but the two had very different conceptions of how to preserve the health of the favored race. One of the only Jewish cancer researchers allowed to continue working during the Nazi regime was Nobel laureate biochemist Dr. Otto Warburg, a relative of the banking family and director of Berlin's Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Cell Physiology. Warburg's institute was founded in 1931, following a substantial donation by the Rockefeller Foundation to the Kaiser Wilhelm Gesellschaft, today known as the Max Planck Institute. More than 40 years ago, Dr. Warburg gave a lecture describing both the cause and cure for cancer. Summarized in a few words, the prime cause of cancer is the replacement of the respiration of oxygen in normal body cells by a fermentation of sugar. All normal body cells meet their energy needs by respiration of oxygen, whereas cancer cells meet their energy needs in a great part by fermentation.